Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sherry, and we are broadcasting from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And as you know, the Turius family is looking for a house in beautiful, sunny Florida. I am semi-retired, so the idea, of course, is to keep sharing the Cosmic Code with all the listeners, educating pretty much the world on the Cosmic Code power, and making a living. And that is where we want to be. So let me put you up to date to what's going on as far as the house is concerned. This is an area where there is pretty much everything is home associations. And home associations, to me, are like big, big fleas on the big, wealthy, fat dogs. I have had so many bad experiences in the past. When I was renting with the HA, and you certainly don't want to deal with these people because, in fact, you do not own your home when you are under the home association jurisdictions. I remember a friend of mine had a beautiful condo, and he was always looking at this wonderful palm tree right there on his balcony. And one day, they came in, never asking nothing whatsoever. They just cut the palm tree, and they put a post right in front of his patio. He was so pissed off. Yeah, I can't freaking believe this. You have destroyed the most beautiful trees and all the grass that was there. And home associations. And once I remember, I had my car parked right in front of my house, and somebody took my my parking place. So I parked where I could, because that's where I lived. And by the time I came upstairs to get what I needed, less than 10 minutes or so, my car was towed away by the home associations. What's happening is they connect to each other. You know, they talk to the towing company and they say, look, there's a runner on here, and if you find, if you see a car, you call me, I call you, and I make a few bucks, you make a few bucks, and next thing you know, you find your car towed away. So it's so many things that you have to be very careful. It's a wonderful thing to have a home association when you're old, where you don't want to catch your trees, where you don't want to clean your pool. But I'm telling you, when you're a homeowner, if you have a home association, you're not a homeowner anymore. But that's my own bad experience. All right, now, we've been looking for a house here. In fact, it's been nearly close to a week now, since we did the last broadcast. So we've been around for a week. And to this day, we still did not see no house. Tarana is spending her life looking on the internet for a place without no home association, we're accepting dogs, so we're having a hell of a nightmare. Unless I buy a house, the chance of us renting here seems to be remote by the day. And today the moon is in Cancer, which means the beginning or ending of important phases of life. And very often, this means by the time this moon is gone, which will be a day or a day and a half from today, that's where I will probably take the laughter away from Tarana and say, let's forget it. We have another week. Let's enjoy the rest of this trip. Forget about finding a home. We already have a home. What we can do is go back home for a year and a half or 2 years when I retire, sell the house, and then buy a house here and, you know, have no problems with HA, dogs, or whatever. So that's where we're at. So one more day, I told Tarana, one more day looking for a house, okay, because she's getting stressed. While I'm walking on the beach and enjoying the sea and having fun, she's there all day long, you know, focusing on trying to get a home, and that's not fair. So this is supposed to be primarily a trip, a holiday trip, well-deserved holiday trip, and it has been nothing but sad omens from the get-go that maybe we should actually buy a house instead of renting a place. The idea was, of course, by renting a year or two to know where the hell we are and find a big house, but it doesn't work that way. Okay, so now, on the news. Sad enough, all of you have had another glimpse, another test of the Scorpius Draconis that has killed three kids, three people, and wounded 180 others. The Boston terrorist attack is another signature of the deadly Scorpius dragon that is lurking above. And incidentally, as you also know, we were supposed to go to Machu Picchu on the Peru-Bolivia trip. And everything was set to go, and I started to write about the importance of following the moon when you travel in foreign grounds. And then a couple of days after I write everything, there you go. 33 people were killed in a trip in Peru, reinforcing what I have always said. And again, if you are a cosmic coder, you're probably listening to this show right now, and you are being made aware that many of those people who died in the waxing moon, when it's supposed to be a protective green light, is because those people were probably traveling or signed the contract or make a commitment or heard about the trip that they were supposed to take on in the waning moon. I would never, ever emphasize enough the importance of, you know, initiating anything, getting your plane ticket after the new moon, learning about the trip after the new moon. And this is why, of course, I have introduced you to the next trip, which is in Chile. The next trip will be in Chile, and it will happen in October. Knowing, of course, the Scorpius Draconis, you know, could be dangerous and still very strong. The further we go into the year, the less power this deadly dragon will have. So in October, the dragon, this nasty dragon, will be with us all the way up to February 2014. But by the time we reach October, this dragon would have lost a lot of power, okay? It'll be on its last wave, so to speak. So it'll be very, very weak a few months into this year. So the Chile trip has to be done in accordance to the writ and to the laws of the cosmic code and the lunar rules, which means I introduced thousands of people to the Chile trip in a waxing moon. Again, that is if you read my newsletter. If you did not read the newsletter and you're listening to this show and you hear that there is a trip in Chile that will be taking place in October, you have now been introduced to a trip, to an event, to an action. And you have been introduced during a waxing moon. So right there, you are under the protection of the white moon. Now, I'm still working on the best dates I have yet to investigate the promoters of this show, two beautiful ladies, good friend of mine, very smart also, that are cosmic coder. I have to investigate the trip. I have to know where we're going to go. And any time I travel, at least psychically, to those places in Chile, I channel information. So chances are that I will bring my dowsing rods. They are with me everywhere I go anyway. So the process of channeling on those vortexes, because again, the big statues that they erected out there, the area we're going to visit, knowing that there is tremendous UFO activities out there on those area, those vortexes. Using my rods, my dowsing power, I will be able to lead some of you, take your shoes off, and regenerate from the magnetic field of the Earth on those vortexes. So I will write about it. I will channel and feel the information, and I will check, double check, triple check the dates of when you're supposed to sign up, okay, for the priority of the organizers, okay, is your safety, period. And I can't believe that actually there are people that travel the world right now following gurus, following people that are supposed to have cosmic consciousness, that are supposed to teach them what it means to be human, or to give them an idea of what life is all about. And I can't believe that there are millions of people that just get on the plane and take off. And you wonder why they have accidents. Remember, there are no accidents, only cosmic energies that are not yet assimilated, understood, and used by modern science. And the result is accident and death, and necessary death, for that matter. Those 33 people that took that trip in Peru did not have to die. All they had to do, instead of calling an act of God, is to understand the face and the truth of God. And in trouble, in harmony with the rites of the cosmic code and the lunar codes. Simple, very simple things that the very disappeared civilization, the very extraterrestrials that erect those edifices, those big faces over there in Chile, are actually following and teaching and doing. So this cosmic awareness is gone. It's like jumping in an airplane. This is what you do if you decide to take a trip and you don't follow the moon rites, the rituals, okay? What you're doing is just getting your life to a pilot which is completely drunk. He does barely knows what the computer that is supposed to be flying is all about. It has no freaking clues of the navigational maps that it's going to use to take you to Peru. Okay? I exaggerate so you understand that at least I will be your cosmic pilot in looking for the best of the best energy that will make sure you will get to Chile, to Peru, to Machu Picchu, wherever we're going to go, okay, and come back not only with an incredible life-changing experience, but also safe and sound. If you do not respect the universal laws, and if you jump on that plane with another pilot that knows how to fly the plane and hasn't followed the rules and the aeronautical maps, you are going to die. And that's not a joke. And this is very, very serious. So once the organizer and I agree on the specific date, I will give all the way to October. We got plenty of time. Now that you heard about this tour, if you decide to join us, please make sure to join us, to book your plane, to join us, to move into that energy after the new moon. Right now you have another week. So if you are interested in this trip, you're headed in the waxing moon, you can take the telephone or you can email the organizers, okay? And you could just move on right now, put it this way. And all the way through October, whether it be in my newsletters or on my radio show, I will tell you, okay, it's time to join now, okay? It's time for you to join us now that the moon is waxing. Because more and more people are going to join the cosmic codes. And more people are going to learn the importance to follow the moon fluctuations. And this is the only safeguard you have when you go to a foreign country as What if, again, you read my latest newsletter about the trip, okay? There are so many people who are supposed to be truly knowledgeable. And gurus that would get people, that would gather people in one place, and the next thing you know, people die in the process. And that tells you right there, right then, that the guru, the cosmic and conscious guru they follow, has not true knowledge, because now his entire life is gone. Has to pay to deal with the legality. It's just an experience that will stay with him and destroy his entire life forever. Mystic Martini organizers are very sharp. Those two ladies are very spiritual, and they are learning more and more. And it's a responsibility when you bring somebody somewhere. You got to be cautious. Let me give you an example of what it means to travel and do things in the waxing womb. We came here in a waxing womb. Okay. We pay quite a lot of money to stay for 2 weeks in these resorts. And the first day we arrived, okay, we have had a hell of a lot of problems with our internet connection. So, Terrell says to me, I don't understand, honey. We came here in the good moon. I got this place in the good moon. And look at this. This is terrible. We cannot connect with the internet. So I picked up the phone and I spoke to the people. I said, excuse me, you give us the best place you have there, but how do you expect us to look for a house if we don't have the internet? That's what we signed up for. Do you know what they did? They apologized to us. They said, oh my gosh, Dr. Chui, we are so sorry. We are going to move you to a different studio, different place, and we're going to knock out $150 from the price. So not only did we end up in a much bigger with view, but we also knock out $150. And since we are here, everything is fine. Now, because it is the good moon, okay, it does not mean that what you want to do, what you want, may necessarily fit the cosmic code regulation. Maybe there are a few things left for me to do in Arizona. That's why maybe we're having some problem trying to get things going here. Yesterday, my auntie Yolanda died. I got an email from my dad. My mother is very sick, and her sister died yesterday. So my sister Yolanda, my auntie Yolanda died. Well, she had a long life. She was like 92, something like this. So we were all expecting her to pass on. And again, yesterday, the moon was in Cancer, which is the beginning or ending of important phases of life, and my auntie is gone. And this is why I wrote in the newsletter, when the moon gets into the sign of Cancer, we will come to a beginning or an ending of a situation. And it seems to be that we will have to go back to Phoenix, maybe hang around there until I retire for another year and a half, 2 years, and again, sell my house and with my retirement plan, come back here with all the money we need to buy a big house and have no problems. So that's where we stand now. All right, so as mentioned the last week, Tarania is going to be taking care of the next 30 minutes, and she's going to be kind of reading and channeling Antar through Levi. So if you listened to the show last week, the first part was kind of interesting as she introduced everything. So she's going to take over for the next 30 minutes, and I'm asking you, Okay, I got quite a lot of response from you. A lot of people want her to do that because they like her when she channels this incredible ET entity called Anta that speaks through Levi. Levi is now dead. He is gone a few years ago. And I have explained. And if you did miss the first part, I strongly recommend you to go to the archive last Thursday and listen to the first part when Tirania actually introduced Antar, introduced Levi, and read the beginning. So what I'm asking you to is, I'm going to pass on the mic to Tirania. She's going to take over. I want you to email, okay, email us, or in the Cosmic Code, when the show is over, just write a few words on the chat room. Tell us if you want Tirania to keep doing this. Sadly enough, last week, we were in the middle of nowhere. We were in the 700 miles into the desert, and we lost the signal because we were doing the show like I do tonight on a cell phone. So please, listen to what Tirania has to say, okay? And email or give us your feedback on the chat room or by emailing drtirriacox.net. So every week, I do the first 30 minutes, and she do the other 30 minutes, and you get introduced to this magical ET and Titi. All right, here is a beautiful wife, Tirania.
All right. Hello, Cosmic Coders. It's Tirania, and I'm going to be taking you through the vibrational sound pattern once again that represents the unification of male-female characteristics. Again, these are qualities that everyone has. So this comes from the deeper process of the holistic personality. Okay, I can't really remember where I left off last week. We were in Crockett County. But I'm just going to start off where I kind of feel I can sort of reach you on your level. It goes like this. To get to your dimension, I must pass each time through the entire movement of your universe to its current all-inclusive energy threshold. Eventually, I move in energy, time, through sheaths and layers of encoded memory that are contained within an all-inclusive multi-level envelope that I conceptualize for you through Shiamake's brain. These are the pre-spiritual blueprints on which the foundations of your objective reality hinge. From your level to mine, geographical dimensions such as distance, empty space, time, density. In fact, your experience of time duration would change as you expand in energy from say a point to the circumference of a circle of any size. Such phenomena that you or that are at your threshold of consciousness, or what I term your threshold of energy, would melt away as you approach the environmental domain that is our home, my home. You would expand into a sensation of weightlessness. Weightlessness that is the side effect of a concept I'm going to develop for you people, that we develop every day through the cosmic code, which I term density evaporation or density dispersion. You would also develop amnesia and suppress memory of the event as you do habitually most of your lives anyways. And this is because of inbred fears and psychological rejection mechanisms that have been practiced for so, so long that they have become a genetic ritual, cutting each of you all off from your own source of fulfillment, to such varying degrees as regards taboo dimensions and off-limit areas of reality. Your biology then will limit your sensory vocabulary, which is habitually designed to pick up only patterns of energy that it, the sensory equipment, will register. I, Anatar, whether it be me, Terrania, Dr. Terry, or you, like many before, say Dr. Terry or Anatar, would pass through your scheme of things like an angel in the night, unperceived, unregistered, and thus unacknowledged by CMK or any of your species, unless the others' species had become motivated to assist your kind and give reinforcement because of the pain signals issuing from your species pattern. I, Antar, had to go to the effort of making myself known, he says, using the alphabet of your own consciousness. The long history of suppression of forbidden knowledge and the threat or perceived projected threat of extinction has been carried into alternate zones of energy formations and has made most of your lives dead rituals where true expression and development have been compromised by necessity and false value structures. False value structures that, before long, will just crumble like ancient skeletons. Ancient skeletons to this raw, elemental condition of our Earth, similar to that of the dying age of Pisces, which rules religion. On every level of being, such behavior is inflexible and produces a rigidity that kills the spirit, like a dying god, centuries ago in your terms. You all have, for various reasons, chosen limited powers of adaptation and of pleasure, and many of you have restricted your expression, development, and use of personal and mass racial abilities that, if individually pursued and cultured in mass, would create a personal experience and social reality, the likes of which your species has never known. And you would all live in utopia. And that is the new age of Aquarius. Our purpose, Antar's purpose, is and was to help you move one step closer to utopia by enlarging your scope of consciousness. All of this is written in the stars and light. I come through a world of energy configuration that have been picked up by numerous layers of perceptual antennas that have a unique pulsation characteristic of Shiamake's psychic wave field. Yes, it is quite unique and differentiated. So it is easy to find in the interior atmosphere of your niche in physiological territory. The existent fact is I move through innumerable cumulative processes from outside of your dimension patterns into your dimension patterns and then shape my energy into a sensation, pulsation, or piece of information that your nervous system can register, and this is quite a task indeed. Should I require payment for this labor, many of you ask? Well, there would not be enough gold in your whole scheme of things to make it, in your terms, worth my oats. And I am motivated because of alternate reasons. Your reality patterns and your personal interpretations of your reality patterns are two quite distinct phenomena, one existing within the other. The difficulty is clarifying for you their mental concepts. The boundaries of these reality patterns, while preserving their intrinsic dignity and coherency of hierarchical values, and where necessary, setting up interactive scenarios where you can adjust areas of these reality patterns. And this will help you to create more wholesome, fulfilling, and rewarding life schemes. Time, then, is an archaeological relic, continually unfolding as you move through life and containing within its essence the characteristic sensory and psychological phenomena that is typical of your plane of experience. The roots of these psychological values attribute to sensation translations, emotional, mental processing of information which is carried and indeed buried in the micromolecules that have once taken the form of your genes. There are worlds of information out there. There are worlds of information here. And this book, The Cosmic Code, is the book. It is designed to allow you to sense the borders and the patterns of your own consciousness so you can, when necessary, manipulate genetic functions. The forbidden dimensions, then, is an inactivated, equally distributed pattern of nerve tissues within the brain and nerve channels that pervade the functioning organ systems, branching throughout the whole physical and non-physical body. The bringing to maturity of the correct bonding of the physical and non-physical bodies, which triggers expansions of awareness. And all this includes the supernatural powers and much, much more. It would be the usual experience to perceive the hidden dimensions that is embedded in a network of condensations and matter and unitively occupies the space of concrete phenomena and all objects around, typically when those areas of the brain and physical body system require unique stimulation and concentrations of specific thresholds of energy constituents. And these are known to you as nutrients. All these nutrients are available. Under favorable conditions, it is possible to develop a rare and still special relationship with those classes of energy structures that coalesce into the forbidden zone. The forbidden zone is not a place. It is a condition of energy balance, a state of being, an elevated state of grace. The forbidden zone, then, is the secret recess of the brain of each of you, in which all of your hopes, all of your dreams, aspirations, psychological transformations, elevated thought processes, all of your fantasies and inner sentiments function, exist, and which the byproducts of these cumulative functions are stored. The forbidden zone has from your world and mine multiple contact areas, numerous ports of entry and many pathways that lead to never-ending roads of limitless energy and much creative power. Your dominant habitual emotional orientation towards all life will determine those qualities of energy that you will be able to productively use and translate into tangibility. This is, of course, according to your immediate level of energy threshold and overall life experience turnover rate, or at the rate which you sense, absorb, react, or respond to, digest and regurgitate those fields of energy that you live in, and think you have a grip on understanding. Well, if you feel or assume your thoughts run deep now, well, the trip, the cities, the towns, the villages, the countries, the continents, civilizations, all the planets, universes, and life energy form, or life modalities that you are going to encounter on this flight will leave you multiply empowered and never again the same. I'm telling you. Take it from Mrs. Cherry. This is what must be called a master turning point in your destiny. Cosmic consciousness. The fields of knowledge I shall synthesize for you, some accepted and many are not. Some touching aspects of the familiar and some are just clothed in aspects of the familiar, shall and hopefully will be of use and stimulating to you. Naturally then, and as follows in the usual course of this development, there are many manifestations known to you as peaks, zeniths and plateaus of emotional sensory experience, wherein several diverse sources of energy flow together in your body, making conditions right for the elevation of energy. And there are superior psychological insights and deeply felt rises where the divisions between sense of self merge with a larger nourishing pattern of things come together. At such times, it is possible to also experience major constructive shifts in your lifestyle pattern. There are, in this elemental format, under the umbrella of this discussion, ways of inducing a positive, balancing, healing shift in your state of mind, reintegrating emergent that's moving beats into all of your affairs that enrich your experience from the inside out. Indeed, it is from within yourself that we must begin, because self equals whole. We must finally unveil who and what you really are, once and for all, beyond all of this cultural dogma and religious scientific boundaries that currently acknowledge and are currently acknowledged by humankind in general. Who are you? Each chapter of each day, each chapter of this book, is a walk through your life and the life of humankind in general. You ask yourself, who am I? And naturally, this is followed by, what is my purpose for living, for being? Who is responsible for all of this? Why is all this happening to me? What is the reason? Well, to answer these questions, you must look into your heart, because the heart is the source of all of your reality and ventures beyond the known into the unknown. And all of that, once again, stems from above, under, all around, and beyond the omnipresent, which is the omnipotent.
All right, my dear Tarana. Now, talk a little bit more about your experience looking for a house again.
Wow. I should just say, like, I'm on another level right now of consciousness, so I'm trying to come back to reality here. You know, this last week has been such an experience for me, especially because it's my third time coming to Florida. It's my second time with my husband, but for me it's my third time. Once when I was, you know, just a kid, and then now the third time. And I'm married, so, you know, being here over the last week, I've really, and actually this Friday will be a full week, I've seen so many things. I've had a lot of time to really think and look into the sky here. It's so beautiful and crystal clear, the water, the sky. You know, when I look into the sky, I can see so many signs, especially when I do cloud reading. I like to cloud read a lot. And cloud reading is when you just look into the sky. Everyone has sort of a natural intuition, and you can see certain shapes. And these shapes are definitely omens into what to expect in the coming days or the coming months, weeks of your life, years. If you ask questions and you truly mean it from deep down within, you will start to see something form and give you light for your future. Sometimes even numbers just appear. And, you know, I do a lot of, like, looking at addresses that we go to and adding up the numbers and getting the sum of that number and what that means from the solar housing system. So it's really, this week, I feel as if this is like my home. I feel almost like a mermaid from here. I feel as if I've been resurrected from the waters and I came back to my home. I know that Phoenix, Arizona is my home. Again, Phoenix is to me the rebirth, the rise, and the rebirth of the actual Phoenix bird. So there was my home to start everything there from A to Z. That's my birthplace. I feel that one day, even if it isn't just yet, I will be back here. Just as if the first time when I left Arizona, I knew I was going to go back. That was my home. Even if we leave this trip and we don't leave finding the house that we want, even just to rent for a year, to ultimately get what we truly want, I know we'll be back. And that's what Florida is trying to tell me, is to go with the flow, which continuously switches with our daily lives and just ride with it. And whatever happens, happens, because the universe eventually has a plan, and I know that I will be back. Tomorrow we have a trip planned to go down to Hollywood Beach and then the Keys. The Keys is where we may be looking for some gold over there, on the beaches. We met a really interesting couple that's below us, and they're staying at a vacation rental downstairs. And they've given us a lot of tips, a lot of hints, and a lot of secrets, because they used to live here, actually, 15 years, and then they just moved, I think, to Arkansas. So they come back and forth here for vacation because they, you know, to visit their friends. And they've given us a lot of hints. They told us, you know, some places to go check out, and they're very, you know, knowledgeable. One of the guys, he's a pilot, built his own little airport, and his wife has a lot of knowledge. She's been around, you know, all over the world. So they even used to live on a big boat out on the water. So they definitely are helping us, you know, here, and are some great people to, make us some of our first friends. And, you know, like I said, I just really, really love Florida. I didn't like it the first two times. You know, home is everything. And you know, Lily always thinks I'm trying to be maybe too perfect about it. But, home, like I said, is everything. And when you walk into your doors, that's where the heart is. That's your home sweet home, and you want to relax. You want to feel at home there, so it has to be just right. And like I said, our home back in Phoenix, my husband put so much into that house. He put his whole soul into that house, and $120,000, maybe more, into rebuilding the whole property from inside out. And he really made it what it is. It's like a magical little kingdom. It's no mansion, but to me, when I'm in it, and even on the outside, it's my little magical castle. So that's definitely home for me. So that's why when we came here, I didn't want to necessarily downgrade into something that, you know, just to be by the water whenever we could go back home and be a little bit more patient and hold off for another year or two and come back and get what we really want. And I even searched for some other alternatives. I went in towards looking at rent-to-own sites, you know, the lease option. But then again, while you don't have the middleman there, you know, there's still other things to consider. The interest rates that go up, the price can still be raised on you. It's similar to living in an apartment. It's not maybe the worst choice if we had to go that route later on, but I just don't think that's the right thing to go with first. So I'm trying once again to look for a single family house without homeowners association involved, and that will allow big animals, and that would be something similar to what we already have in Arizona, because I feel that if we start that way, we will at least be here, and we can get, you know, a head start. We'll see how it all goes, and we'll definitely keep you all posted. I definitely want to be able to enjoy myself some more while I'm here. Met a lot of great, interesting people. Everyone's friendly down here, and that's usually hard for me to say coming from Texas, because it's all about Southern hospitality where I'm from, you know, so everyone's friendly in Texas. Everything's big in Texas. And let me tell you, on the way up here, I never did think we were going to get out of Texas, you know. So, and then now that we're here, now that we're in, even in through the rain and all the hailstorms and whatnot, it was just really, you know, nice. And I, even though I was asleep through some of that, Louie explained to me, you know, the Scorpius dragon, even though it was the waning moon, it can be pretty nasty. So, you know, if when we do go back, we want to maybe leave 2 days after when the moon's in Sagittarius to avoid all that, you know, negative Scorpio dragon energy, accidents on the road, and especially when you're traveling. So that's one good thing. We got another week, I think, about maybe 11, 12 more days here. That's still a long time. And we're... We see some people. I know that many of you may. I notice many of you guys are not in the chat room or on the Cosmic Code. Maybe you guys are. Maybe it's just my computer. I know you're probably listening out there. Shout out to Tiffany if you're listening. Hello. And thank you for all your support. Thanks for all your trust in our work. Because I'm telling you, just like I was channeling on Anatar earlier and reading from the book, I feel such a strong connection with him because he shared my same dragon's head and tail. And, you know, I don't necessarily have to, you know, become a medium per se to just speak his same way, but like he was telling the truth when he says it will change your life, you will become a different person. I will say that since I became Mrs. Turi, I'm not the same. I see reality now, and it is sometimes a little bit scary, because, you know, you see everything that's coming true in front of you, and you really are able to focus now and see it the way it really is, and you know everything that's going to happen. It's like when I'm sitting out at the pool, for instance, and I'm in the water sometimes till midnight here, and I'm looking up at the night sky, it's almost as if it's a vortex, and I feel like it's going to just suck me in because I know so much and take me back home. And my husband, Louis, he has the Uranus line here. Uranus is shocking and UFOs and anything, you know, surprising, as well as riches. So the connection with UFOs is very, very strong. And that leads back into my Aquarius cell. So, you know, we're kind of each day just waiting for something, you know, that we feel are very strong that, what's going to happen next, you know? So we've had a little bit of troubles with the first room we entered. Everything was perfect. You know, internet connection was a little bit poor. We moved up to this room. Everything's great now. So I definitely, and we're saving $150 or so. So I feel like the barriers, and what's interesting, I feel like the barriers have been broken down there because the first room we started at, it had like on a picture on the wall, there was like these, a gate of some sort leading to the beach. And now we're in this room and the gate's coming down. So we're definitely getting ahead, like I said, from all the tips and all the advice we're getting from people in the area. And we really are having a lot of fun this time where we're staying. It's a lot of action. It's not massive action, but it's definitely, you know, in between, and that's kind of what we're looking for, something in between, not too wild, not too crazy, but yet not too slow either. So I don't think my husband's ready for the retirement community just yet. but even so, it is nice, and it's nice to see, you know, people in their golden years taking walks out here. I mean, it's beautiful. So I've got 6 minutes left here of the show. What I think I'm going to do is I'm gonna send out my kisses, my peace, love, and light to all of you. I'm going to pass over the mic to my husband and let him finish off these 6 minutes. There might be something that he wants to say. And you know where I'm at, guys. You know the drill. You got my email address. And once I do get back home, I will get back into the groove of things. So sorry if I'm not emailing you maybe like I should be, all of you, but I'm trying to get as many as I can with the internet the way that it is and not having everything here that I need to work properly. But I do apologize, and everything will get back, and I'll see you next Wednesday. So here's my husband one more time.
Well, that's the good news of having an Aries wife, because born in April, she's a Gemini in the third house, and gee, that woman can talk. She can channel ETs, she can channel Antar, and again, I remind you, you know, when she channel Antars, it may not make no sense at all to some people that are not, their UCI is not as advanced. We've got some support for her to keep channeling Antar as she gets into this book. It's fascinating. It's incredible the type of information Antar generates through Levi, which is channeling Antar and ET. So, you know, you have to let Tirania know again if you want her to keep doing this or if we're just going to be doing a regular show. I'd just like to remind you, currently the moon is in the sign of Cancer. Cancer rules home, family, food. And as I said earlier, if you were not at the beginning of the show, I've lost my auntie. She died yesterday. Cancer means the beginning and ending of important phases of life. So she's now gone behind the great beyond, acting and watching over us as another guardian angel. Each time you lose somebody that is close to your heart in time and space, the spirit becomes a guardian angel. And I felt her while we were moving from one apartment to the other upstairs. Jeremy, I was downstairs, and then it hit me that, you know, I will never see her again. And it's the memory that I associated with my auntie, the most precious one, is when I was only 16 years old. I had a lot of problems, and I was in the streets, and she was like 100 and something miles away from my village. And I was in the street, and I knocked at her door. And she opened the door, and she even got herself in trouble with her husband because she didn't want to leave me in the street. And I recall the beautiful love, the beautiful hearts, the care that she had, not wanted to leave her nephew in the street. And she called my mom, of course, letting her know that I was safe. And all this emotion caught up with me, and I felt very, very sad for a moment as I felt her coming right here saying goodbye to me. So with the moon in the sign of Cancer, it's the beginning or ending of important phases of life. We have one more day or day and a half, depending on your longitude and latitude, of this impact of the moon. So be ready to hear about people, or maybe yourself, be ready to go through a beginning or an ending of some sort. Will it be spiritual? Will it be physical? Be ready to hear about people moving, people doing things. As I said, this moon is extraordinarily powerful, but because it is waxing, remember the future being the reincarnation of the thoughts, you may have a plan, but the plan has you. That's what I'm trying to say, is that God, the force, the cosmic code, knows so much better than you, and knows so much better of the road. You want something, and that means from the point A to point B. But God, the cosmic code, the force, the angels that are working with you may make you going left and right and keep some stops and go some detour, but at the end, you have your goal. So do not lose faith. Keep focused and do not stress, most of all. Don't let the stress. Always remind yourself, regardless of what you're going through, you've got some incredible, powerful forces above your head that are leading you into your future, into your destiny. And you got to have faith. Do not let anything dragging you down. Do not feed the evil, regardless how much upset you could be because things are not going your way. Just sit back, relax, laugh, and say, hey, God is watching me. My angels are watching me. The cosmic code knows better. And sooner or later, I would explain to you in a few days from now, maybe why we did find a house or why we did not find a house, because there was something that I had to do that I don't know just yet. And God, or the universe, or the cosmic code, and your angel knows the answer. On that note, I will come now at the end of this show, and I will thank every one of you for listening to the cosmic code, and we will hear a wonderful night, and maybe we'll do the next show from this cell phone or from home. We don't know just yet, but we keep you posted. Keep reading the newsletters, and remember the cosmic code is now free, where you can read a lot of things. Good night, everybody.
Good night.